Testing, testing, testing. One, two, three. Cool. Hello, Somerville and others, Massachusetts.
And beyond.
We are...
This
great
is...
Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hello to Medford, too.
My name is Daniela.
My name is Henry Medford Schifrin.
And together we are...
Medford.
Yeah, you might have heard of us based on where you go to school.
Pretty cool little group. Our projects that we've worked on include Medford.
Definitely, and also the other one.
Yeah.
So the important, because, you know, we are a news radio show, and the news that we are bringing to you today is that Acorn Head has been moved across
campus.
Guys,
I repeat, the Acorn Head has migrated across campus from the northern hemisphere of Tisch Library to the southern hemisphere of Tisch Library.
It's just kind of placed, like, weirdly in a grass patch, but honestly, I think it looks kind of nice.
I think they could have placed it in a better place.
Well, I mean, I feel like some of the charm is how weirdly it's, like, it's such a weird thing to begin with, and now it's just like, they're like, yeah, we'll put it down here.
It's in commemoration of the Armenian genocide.
Oh, is it?
That's what the plaque said.
I don't know, I said it had a deeper meaning. I'm so sorry to anyone I might have just offended. Yeah. Oh my God, please don't cancel me.
Cancel.
No,
guys,
no,
this is your invitation
no.
to cancel Daniela.
I
want my own show
no,
so
my name
bad,
is not Daniela,
you guys.
My name is Henry.
Guys, oh my God, please cancel her. I hate her so much.
No,
she's
no,
awful.
I hate her. You know, if my mom is listening to this right now, she's not going to forgive you for this one.
You have a wonderful daughter.
Thank you. Okay. So the theme of this show is
Acorn Head,
and you'll notice that all of our songs do relate back to Acorn Head.
Exactly.
You're gonna have to find how they relate and call in, or don't. Actually, don't, and let us know how. You can just send those
psychic
answers,
connection or by mail.
You can ship it to us at Medford.
Yeah.
The first song is Tokyo by Brockhampton off of their Saturation 2 album. I think it's just a fun and energetic start to today's show. And without further...
Guys, I'm so itchy. That's the spot.
Too many things I'd rather do different. Woke up in a cold sweat, my emotions creeping. 3 o'clock on the weekend, might as well sleep in. Stay down for the count when she hit me with the what ifs and the what wins and the what thens. Wonder where my life went, living in the moment. I've been thinking on my time spent. Are the bills paid? Does it make a break? Will I find a way? Have my feelings changed? Will I be okay? I don't know. But what I do know is, life don't make sense if you can't pay rent. So I place my bet.
What got you shook on this Saturday?
Got cracks in my phone screen. The past fuck with my psyche. Smoke weed and get high, please. Went to school in the woodlands, and that made niggas wanna fight me. So I don't take threats lightly. Tell them niggas come and find me. Gotta say it in my eye view. New house off iTunes. New money, my perfume. Big smile in a good mood. I've been running out of issues. I ain't tripping when the rent due. I ain't running with a pistol. I ain't locked in the system. Taking care of my kinfolk.
Taking the book out the page of the grace. I'm only human and I'm in my stage, chasing my flaws that I can't liberate. Talking to time as the pendulum sways. I can't deface what I didn't create just cause I can't relate. I don't debate, I educate, illuminate what we can't duplicate. No more moving the place. Second chance is feeling overrated, unappreciated, so I boss up. Miss the time when we can share space, made it a lot, be straight to Demi Crouser. Nothing better than some time with you because it's time I never wanna toss up. Lose myself inside of you, you find yourself in me, I don't wanna be cautious.
What got you shook on this Saturday? I take my L. Spell on my Saturday. What got you shook on this Saturday?
Thank you.
you just heard, those were some Talking Heads, all right. That was Born Under Punches by Talking Heads. I think that's the opening track off of their album Remain in Light. That is an album that starts off incredibly strong and then just like slowly deteriorates more and more and more as you listen to it, sadly. But I think that it's a really awesome opening track. They're slapping away at that bass.
It's a very funky bass.
David Byrne is just shouting nonsense and yelping, and then they have that like solo, which is like half guitar solo, half
telephone beep boops.
Half just like beep boop solo.
Oh, you know, the classic Talking Heads beep boop solo.
Exactly.
Henry, do you know the song The Great Curve off of this album?
Maybe if you played it for me, but I'm not gonna, by
yeah.
name.
I'll play it for you later. It similar sound, just like kind of looping the same thing and adding stuff onto it, but they have this like the strangest guitar solo, and it's worth mentioning because it was shown to me by my father. Shout out, dads.
Shout out to our dads. This song was shown to me by my father.
Full circle.
Exactly.
So
this is
full circle.
One of the more experimental songs that I know my dad enjoys. So old dads can learn new great songs, as the saying goes.
Oh, I've heard that one. The next song we have up for you is called Velvet for Sale by the U.S. Girls.
My favorite kind.
U.S. Girls. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I think that the lead singer's voice kind of sounds like Kate Bush. Nothing about the song resembles Kate Bush.
Oh, my God. My favorite U.S. girl, who's actually from the U.K.
U.S.K. Kate Bush.
U.S. Kate. The United Kate Bush.
U. Kate Bush. Velvet for Sale. It's like kind of... It's like kind of...
I got thirsty.
Disco Kate Bush. And a lot of U.S. girls' music has like... Oh, like, I don't know, political commentary undertones. I think this one somehow, some way is about capitalism. And of course, via capitalism, one can always find Tufts Acorn Head. That's the connection there.
Yep. Do you guys want to hear my impression of Kate Bush taking a drink of water?
Yeah.
And if I only could!
Here's the song.
Just fiction, but don't forget the reason. The sharks in the water, please, partner, watch your brother hanging on the left side. No.
You just heard Disarm by the Smashing Pumpkins off of their second or third album that they released, Siamese Dream.
Oh, that's so funny that the band was Smashing Pumpkins, because I was going to say that that song sounds just like pumpkins being smashed. What a coincidence. Anyway, continue.
I really like the song. I really like the big bell gong thing in it that's like, ba-bom, bom. I think it crescendos really nicely. I have not listened to Siamese Dream nearly as much as I've listened to Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness, which came after Siamese Dream. But the Smashing Pumpkins they continue to smash. I be smashing and I be pumpkining.
What do you think they mean by Siamese Dream?
I dream of the Siamese.
You know, you're probably right. And before that you heard Shiner by Jane Dawson. That quick song that was not supposed to be as explicit as it was. So WMFO, please don't cancel me.
Tisk. Yeah. You're racking up the cancel points.
I'm not doing well today. I'm sorry about it. Next is My Mind by Yebba. Yebba played a So Far Sounds a while back. I feel like that's like she got some popularity from that because there was a video on YouTube of her doing that. She's kind of doing the funk pop thing that's big right now. Like, you know, Lawrence and Sammy Ray that they're all doing. But she's like the most like impressive jazz voice. I think she has a very crazy voice. Also, going back to what I just said about So Far Sounds, highly recommend that to you guys. If you're listening to this and you like music, it's like $20 to $30 for a ticket. There are some in Boston, New York City, I think Chicago, like the bigger metro areas. And you buy tickets to a concert, they don't tell you where the concert is until, I think, like 2 days in advance, and you don't know who's playing until you get there. And they're usually like small, especially in Boston. You're going to see a lot of like Berkeley or Northeastern students. I think I've seen some BU, but you know, like artists trying to break through. And it's really cool. It's a really cool experience, like seeing new up and coming music. Anyway.
You guys like music? Have you guys heard of music? It's really cool.
We highly recommend it. And here is My Mind, a really impressive, pretty song.
Satisfied. Always be mine.
You just heard Space Song by Failure. This is a band.
Oh, it's actually, it's not just any Space Song. It's another Space Song.
Another Space Song by Failure. Space Song is by Beach House. This is another Space Song by Failure. This is the only Failure song that I know. I don't know anything about the band.
It's Failure. The only one that you might say that's not quite a failure.
That was the sound of me slapping Daniela for making such a bad
Ouch!
Show.
Ouch! Ah! Oh, gosh! Ah! It's kind of nice now. Let me tell you guys about the tweets that I twat today. So there's one saying, imagine Frog and Toad as Abel and Cain.
Not Cain and Abel.
Cain and Abel. Is that Frog and Toad? Yeah, I guess Frog and Toad would be Cain and Abel, respectively. And also, I just watched Blade Runner in my philosophy class.
You don't call it Toad and Frog. It's Cain and Abel, not Abel and Cain.
No, I see your point. Anyway, Blade Runner, imagine Roy Batty as Rocky from Rocky Horror. They both have the same vibe.
The Blade Runner.
Oh, wait, no, we can't.
We, Harrison Ford, we call you a Blade Runner. You retire the replicants.
Okay, but do you see the joke, Henry? Do you see the joke?
The replicants look like humans, but they're not.
No, but have you seen Rocky Horror?
Harrison Ford, you need
do the PSA.
Wick Deckard, Detective Blade Runner Wick Deckard needs to retire the replicants.
Do the PSA.
Ladder safety. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable.
Then what is it, though? What is it,
Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center.
my favorite center.
My favorite center. I think the Patriots are playing at the trauma center later this year than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy.
Yeah, I didn't hit the bullseye, but I landed somewhere around the trauma center.
Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone.
Did it say that?
They fell directly off their ladders
into the trauma center. Must be closer than you think.
They're just falling down into the... Maybe not as many people would go to the trauma center if there weren't so many ladders around it. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
You're telling me that a ladder won the Academy Awards? That's
You're telling crazy. Me a ladder made this safety?
You're telling me that a ladder fried this rice?
You're telling me that an orthoinfo.org / this ladder safety?
Yes. What song do we have next? You don't know. The song we have next is The Clap by the Unicorns.
Oh, The Clap by the Unicorns off of their album from 2000-something, Who Will Cut Our Hair When We're Gone.
That's such a cop-out. A lot of music has come out in the 2000-somethings.
Yeah, but 2000-something's pre-2010.
Okay. Okay.
Narrows it a little bit.
Okay,
it's a good, I want to say 2004, but I don't know for sure. It is a good album. It's cool. It like takes a pop composition approach, but like there's no choruses basically in any of the songs. Except for like two of them, so they're just like really long and keep sprawling out, and it's like whimsical narratives about just like really weird stuff that happens, like finding ghosts on a mountain and stuff. And some of my favorite songs from there are only like a minute and a half long, and this is one of them where I, like I said before, a lot of it is like more whimsical, weird pop music, and then this is like a lot more like growly fuzz rock type vibe. So, El Clap.
Clap your hands if you want some. Clap your hands if you need some. Clap your hands if you want some. Clap your hands if you want some. baby. I'm lonely and I'm fucked up by myself. Could you call me up? Well, I'm wasting and I'm anxious. I'm fading from myself. Could you call me up?
Once upon a time, there were two lovebirds, one shy, one so not. They met each other at the perfect time, and one just didn't know how to handle it.
The look in your eye, let's be
All right. A lot of short songs just thrown at you. So the first was The Clap. After that was...
Those were many claps.
Yeah, different song. That one was The Claps.
Yeah, that one was The Claps. And this is The Slaps.
Ow. Hey, stop. The Slaps. After that was Drunk by Dijon. Again, I apologize for the explicitality of it all.
Oh, the explicitality.
I'm sure you guys have never heard words like that before, and I apologize if I was the first one to expose you to curse words.
And then you heard Amber by Steve Lacy off of his new album, which I'm blanking on the name of it right now, but it has...
Gemini Writes,
yes. I like Steve Lacy. I've fallen off the Steve Lacy train. I remember when he only had demo tapes back in high school. He's blown up now. I really like the song Mercury off this album, but I couldn't play Mercury because it's explicit. So
okay, I hear you. My bad.
So I played this song instead, which is nice. It's quaint. I think it's quaint. It's a quaint little love song.
A quove song. Quaint love song.
Yeah.
Quang. And next up, I'm going to try my radio voice. Next up on Great Songs for Dads, we have It's a Moot Point by Melanie Faye off of her album It's a Moot Point. Moot. I can't get my voice just like deep and like solid enough.
Moot.
The only thing that means that's the right thing.
point. Moot point. Henry, stop wiggling the mic, Henry. Henry keeps wiggling.
Guys, I'm really itchy. All right, guy, do you want to hear what it would sound like if we let a really sniffly bear into the studio?
Does this give sniffly bear to you?
Yeah, this is the sound of the bear sniffing around.
Oh, it's not like it has stuffed, it's like sniffing things.
Yeah. He's like sniffing the mic.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying.
Trying to see what it's all about.
Oh! Okay. Well, to close off the show, I'm going to tell you one more time that this is Great Songs for Dads, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. The last song you're going to hear is by, I don't know, this is, I'm going to get this over with last. A friend of the show, Alex.
Friend of the show, Alex G.
The song is Immunity off of
the God album, Save the Animals, his latest album.
Summer. It's a great, great album. Thank you guys for listening. We had a good turnout today, so we appreciate it. And have a nice rest of your day. Happy November.
This is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you.
Yes, I'm gonna be a star.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.